South Sudan became the world's newest nation last July. Its independence from Sudan was supposed to bring an end to violence in the region. Instead, deadly clashes continue along the border between the two nations, and artillery bombardments are still driving thousands from their homes. Human rights activists have looked for a way to monitor from afar what's happening on the ground. Aided by the star power of actor George Clooney, they've come up with the Satellite Sentinel Project. It purchases satellite imagery of Sudan and South Sudan and analyzes it to help find those who are waging war. Harvard's Charlie Clements is one of the project's leaders. Charlie, show us how this works. I'm pulling up one image on my computer. What are we seeing in this frame?
That's an image of a village that the day before you would have seen 300 huts in that village, and approximately 290 of them were burned to the ground in this image. And a UN official called in a report that he had seen about 900 refugees at 1 o'clock in the morning pass his observation post. And we knew something had happened that made those refugees move. So we directed the satellites north of Abyei. That's where his observation post was the next morning. And this is the image that we caught.
And when you say you directed the satellites, how are you manipulating the path of the satellite?
Well, the satellite has cameras that are directional in it. Its orbit is a low Earth orbit, so that's fixed, but it can direct its eyes at narrow kind of strips of land. And so they picked up that this village had been burned. We notified the United Nations right away. They had a compound in Abyei. And they were held in that compound by Sudanese armed forces for the next 3 days. They were not allowed to exit their compound to go and investigate this village and what happened to its inhabitants. This then alerted them that there was really more military action on the way. And within about 2 weeks of that, the Sudanese armies completely overtook Abyei and displaced all the residents from it, killing some 80 to 100 people and displacing 30 to 40,000 overnight.
That sounds pretty dire. How did this, without this picture, how much worse would it have been?
We think that they may have modified their tactics, knowing that we had promised that we would document any incidents of mass atrocities. So it appears that they forced these villagers to evacuate and then burn the village, whereas in Darfur, they were really burning the villages while people were still in them.
And when you say the village was burned, was it burned by strafing? Was it burned by military on the ground?
If you look at this image even more magnified, you'll see that the individual structures are burned, but the grass in between them is often not burned.
Right.
So our assumption was that these homes were individually torched.
Charlie, what sort of interesting data do you get from these images?
Well, we have been able to anticipate almost every major use of force in the last 6 months. That we see the buildup. In order to attack someplace, you have to gather assets, and we're able to see that and hopefully predict it and avoid casualties that way. And also, we hope that international community may raise a voice and actually deter some of these military actions.
Sudan is a huge country. It's about a quarter the size of the U.S. Can you cover it all?
No, and in fact, that's a very important question, Marco. We can only see a small slice. We have to direct the satellites where to look. It's like looking at a large map with a very narrow aperture device, and we have to tell it where to look.
You guys are almost like kind of private sector spies.
Well, the government of Sudan has accused us of that. I think that George Clooney refers to us as the anti-genocide paparazzi. but we are attempting to use this technology to prevent incidents of mass violence. We have, however, warned the government of Sudan and the forces in the south, the SPLA and SPLM, that should mass atrocities occur, we will try to document them and use that evidence to hold the perpetrators accountable.
Has your project managed to marshal more evidence that could be used in the International Criminal Court, the ICC, against Sudan's leader and his defense minister, Abdel Rahim Hussein?
We were just informed last Friday on December 2nd that, in fact, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court had issued an arrest order for General Hussein, the defense minister, and based much of his evidence on recent Satellite Sentinel Project reports of the kind that we just looked at. Time magazine obtained that confidential arrest order and confirmed what I was just saying on Saturday, December 3rd. So we are pleased that some of these incidents have been marshaled as evidence in moving toward an arrest and an indictment.
Charlie Clements, you've got a pretty long trajectory when it comes to following wars. You were a former U.S. Air Force combat veteran who served in Vietnam. You spent some years in El Salvador during the war there in the 80s. What is the big picture in terms of how satellite monitoring is changing the face of war today in 2011?
Well, it's just begun, Marco, but I think this is the first time that the instruments of national security have been in the hands of NGOs who were using these images to protect human security. Before this project began, I think that probably the only nations that had this kind of intelligence capability were G8 nations. Neither the Sudanese armed forces nor the SPLA forces, which had been arranged against them, nor the UN itself, which was trying to keep them separate, had the kind of intelligence capacity that we did.
And how does the U.S. government, the U.S. military, the U.S. intelligence community feel about NGOs like you doing a job that, you know, in some ways they should be doing?
I think they're probably not happy about it, but it's resulted in some very strange incidents. So we released a report at 8 in the morning one morning that a village of 300 huts had been burned. And the State Department was tweeting about it 15 minutes later. Now, their tweet goes to hundreds of thousands of people. They had those same images, but theirs were classified.
Mm.
So there is some strange things going on here that our release of this information publicly allows the State Department to do things they couldn't do publicly before. It's bringing a transparency to these issues that hasn't existed before, and it's very much unfolding as we speak.
Charlie Clements heads the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He's in charge of human rights documentation for the Satellite Sentinel Project. Charlie, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco. My pleasure.